Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, some main story time as we are hanging out doing our thing. Hanging out across the multiverse. Hanging out inside of your purse. What? Inside of your purse. Hanging out inside of this world as we are doing everything together. So let's talk about this because I think that sometimes what we get to do is some of the most interesting stuff, not necessarily on the planet, but it's some interesting stuff overall as we are looking around, doing our thing, talking about the world. Because listen, you get to see inside of this space some things that most people don't get to see. You get to see some things that most people would probably question on why it's being done. Like, seriously, not a joke as I say any of this. It's a lot of stuff that you get to see is some stuff that might make you go, Because that's what happens. The world changes for you because some things don't make sense. And when you get to see more things from behind the scenes, you start asking more questions. It's really just how it normally goes. But here's the thing that I don't understand inside of workplaces. Why is it that we'll look at a report and say things need to be fixed and it's safety's responsibility to correct it? You know, like safety fix it, as Sam Goodman likes to say, from the Hop Nerd. And I look at it and go, so if this is what we're supposed to be doing and they're complaining about reports and all of a sudden something else goes wrong, why are you counted on if it's outside of the norm? Think about it. There's a lot of things to think about in that section. The other portion that I want to reference, because I think it's important, is have you ever seen a coach during a game make a pass, throw a ball, make a play, make a goal, miss a goal, not cross the line? Now, I'm talking about physically on the field. I'm not talking about them running the play or telling their players to do this or do that. The reason I'm asking this question is for the following reason. Because you are aware that what the coach does is more of a strategy type of thing. It's not really doing the game. It's not doing the plays. It's not moving along and making the world happen in that particular fashion. What they are doing is asking questions. What they are doing is saying, make this move and make this happen. So if you start looking at that line in particular, you'll also maybe notice that the stuff that we do in the world of safety inside of the organization is coaching based. What does that mean? You are giving suggestions, recommendations based on knowledge base of what you have in regards to if something can be fixed or not. I know it gets weird when you start talking about that out loud and people go, what? What are you talking about? Think about it. You are giving recommendations is really how it works, because most organizations are based on operations. As we have said before, operations is a profit center where anything related to safety is a cost center. Because they will never see the information. They will never see the incident that you assisted in it not occurring. Just how it goes. And some people get so frustrated when we start talking about this. But if you do something that helps prevent something, an event, a near miss, so on, how do you prove that? How do you track it? Because that's like any time that you see a roadblock in the middle of the road. It's blocking something. How many cars did you help not pass that section because of the roadblock? You don't know that. I don't know that. It's impossible to almost to answer that question. Why do I say that? Because it's a roadblock. And you don't know what would have occurred in that day because of it. Good, bad, or indifferent. People get frustrated with that information, but it's the reality of the whole thing. So the next time you're in a meeting, the next time you're talking about this stuff, remember that. You're there for coaching. You're there to assist. You're there to give information in regards of what you think is best for the organization. And some people like it, and some people hate it, and some people are not even sure what's going on.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.